What has changed for the most part? Because it's still, as you would say and did say many times, you were just a couple kicks away from losing your job. What has changed, or is the position essentially still the same?
Well, I don't know if it's changed a heck of a lot. Maybe the way the young guys approached their job might be different. You're right, Nick. There were times, you know, as you know, if you have two bad games as a kicker in the NFL, you very much could be in the unemployment line the next week. Believe it or not, there were times that I would sit on the bench and thinking, if I don't make this next kick, my career might be over. That's an awful way to think. Of course, that goes through your mind for about a tenth of a second, and then you get all the negative thoughts out. But I didn't really
as best you can
approach that early on. I think I was pretty stubborn and just kind of told myself I have to make it later in my career, Nick. The last 5 years or so, I kind of tried to visualize a game-winning situation all week long, even in my car or in practice or whatever. So I kind of went through in my mind what it felt like in the stadium or on the sideline when they needed you to make a game-winning kick. And that's how I approached it the last 5 years. I think that was pretty good. So you kind of, you're not in the state of, you're not surprised when the coach calls you in. How people actually do it nowadays with sports psychologists or whatever, I'm not really sure. I assume that's what a lot of people are doing. I think that's good.